Today, we're keeping this practical and focused, even without a defined lesson title. The goal here is simple: get you listening, thinking, and making decisions like a drum and bass producer inside Ableton, with intention. When you're building DNB, every choice matters. The groove, the energy, the weight of the low end, the movement in the drums, the space between sounds, all of it adds up fast. So instead of throwing plugins at the track and hoping it works, you want to train yourself to hear what the track actually needs. A strong way to approach that is to work from the foundation upward. Start with your drums and your bass relationship, because that's where drum and bass lies. If those two elements are fighting each other, the track will never feel locked, no matter how polished everything else is. So in Ableton, begin by soloing your drums and bass together. Listen closely to the kick and the sub. Are they supporting each other, or are they masking each other? What to listen for here is whether the kick has a clear punch at the front, and whether the sub feels stable and full after that hit. If the low end turns blurry, or the kick disappears when the bass comes in, that's your cue to adjust either the sound design, the timing, or the EQ balance. This works in DNB because the genre moves fast. At these tempos, low-end clarity is everything. If the kick and bass aren't clearly defined, the whole tune can feel weak, even if the rest of the arrangement is solid. From there, bring in the rest of the drums. Add your snare, your tops, your percussion, and ask a simple question. Does the groove feel alive? Not just on paper, but in your body. Drum and bass needs precision, but it also needs movement. Tiny timing choices, velocity differences, ghost notes, and swing in the right places can completely change the energy. In Ableton, this is where editing really matters. Zoom in on your MIDI. Check whether your hats and percussion are landing too rigidly. If everything is perfectly locked to the grid, the beat can feel flat. Try subtle changes. Shift a hat slightly late. Drop one ghost hit softer than the others. Let the groove breathe a bit. What to listen for now is momentum. Does the beat pull you forward? Does it make the bass feel more exciting, or does it feel mechanical and stiff? If it feels static, that usually means you need more contrast, either in timing, dynamics, or sample choice. Once the rhythm section feels good, look at your musical layers. Pads, stabs, atmospheres, leads, textures, effects, all of these should support the core idea, not crowd it. One of the easiest mistakes in production is adding too much because each sound feels good on its own. But in the full mix, too many layers blur the message. A useful mindset is this: every sound should have a job. If it doesn't add energy, emotion, groove, tension, or width, it might not need to be there. In Ableton, mute elements one by one and see if the track actually loses anything important. If it doesn't, that part may be doing more harm than good. That kind of subtraction is powerful. It gives your main sounds room to hit harder. And again, that matters in DNB because the style depends on impact. The drop has to feel deliberate. The arrangement has to guide the listener. Bass isn't empty. Bass is control. Now let's talk about arrangement. Because a good 8-bar loop is not the same thing as a strong tune. You need flow. You need sections that lead naturally into each other. In Ableton, a smart move is to duplicate your loop out across the timeline, then create variation with purpose. Remove drums before transitions. Add fills into the snare. Automate filters on pads or bass textures. Bring in effects that hint at what's coming next. The key is contrast. Your intro should set up the mood. Your build should increase tension. Your drop should feel earned. Your breakdown should reset the ear without losing the track's identity. What to listen for in the arrangement is whether each section feels like a step forward. If every part has the same density and intensity, the listener gets numb to it. But when you control tension and release, the track starts telling a story. Also pay attention to your automation. This is one of those areas that separates a static project from a premium-sounding production. In Ableton, automate filter cutoffs, reverbs, delays, utility gain, stereo width, distortion amounts, whatever helps a sound evolve. Even subtle movement can make a repeated phrase feel fresh. And here's an important reminder: don't wait for perfection before you commit. You can tweak forever, but progress in production comes from making decisions. Print the resample, freeze the track, choose the better version and move on. That confidence builds your style. Keep going. If you're working on bass design, make sure the movement is intentional. DNB bass should feel controlled, not random. Whether it's a Reese, a Neuro layer, a foghorn, or a cleaner sub-focused sound, think about the role it plays. Is it carrying the groove, adding aggression, filling the stereo image above the mono low end? In Ableton, split those responsibilities if needed. Keep your sub clean and centered. Let the character live in the upper layers. This is another thing to listen for carefully. When the bass gets more complex, does the track feel more exciting, or just more crowded? Complexity is only useful if it improves clarity, energy, or emotion. Otherwise, simpler usually wins. As you refine the mix, stay focused on priorities. The listener will feel the drums, bass, and lead ideas first, so make those count. Use EQ to create space, compression when it's actually solving a problem, saturation to add density and harmonics, and level balance before anything else. A lot of mix issues are really arrangement issues or sound selection issues in disguise. That's why reference listening is so valuable. Pull in a DNB track you respect and level match it roughly. Not to copy it, but to recalibrate your ears. Compare the low end. Compare the snare presence. Compare how much high frequency energy sits in the hats and tops. Compare how busy the mid-range is. This quickly tells you whether your production choices are in the right zone. And while you do all of this, keep the listener experience in mind. A great DNB tune is not just technically correct. It has intent. It knows when to hit hard, when to strip back, and when to surprise you. Your job is to shape the journey. So the practical challenge is this. Open your current project in Ableton and work through it in passes. First, check the drum and bass relationship. Then tighten the groove. After that, mute anything that doesn't earn its place. Next, add arrangement, contrast, and automation. Finally, compare your mix against a strong reference and make a few clear, confident adjustments. Simple process, big result. To wrap it up, strong drum and bass production comes from hearing the essentials clearly and making purposeful choices. Get the low end working. Make the groove move. Leave space for impact. Build sections with contrast. Use automation to create life. And trust your decisions. You do not need more random tweaks. You need sharper listening and cleaner moves. Put this into practice right now. Run the exercise on one of your projects and see how much stronger the track feels by the end. That's where the gains happen.